one of the things that these leaders have got to do is to try and talk some confidence back into the world economy. Their finance ministers have already had a meeting at which they've started to try to do that. There have been warm noises from the US Treasury Secretary suggesting that growth in America is going to increase in the final quarter and be at 3% by next year. But he was pushing the Europeans and the Japanese to become the locomotives of the pullback towards growth in the world economy. Others are looking to the United States, and at the same time they are all worried by the increasing protest movements. They're very conscious of those protest movements, and they're going to want to use this summit to show, as it were, the positive side of globalization, that global trade can bring benefits to the poorer countries. And that's why they'll put the focus today very much on the announcement of a new world AIDS and health program, which the leaders will be backing with $1 billion in terms of first pledges. Well, debt relief comes up every time at these summits, and they will be having a special so-called outreach meeting with the leaders of various impoverished, indebted countries and with the leaders of the various multilateral funding agencies, with the focus on that. But there is also going to be an argument here at the summit over the best way of helping the poorest countries. Right. George W. Bush wants to see much more of the money that goes through the World Bank and others in the form of grants and not loans, whereas most of the European countries say that would diminish the amount of money overall going to the poorer countries, because the recycling of loans, some of which are paid back, actually means more money gets to help them at the end of the day. So there will be an argument about that, but possibly new initiatives to get the World Bank and other funding agencies more focused on poverty and on education to help the poorest countries.